is Wednesday, January 24th, 2018. My name is Adam, and you've tuned in to The Geeky Gay Show. Hello, everyone. Sorry, once again, I'm a day late. Yesterday was just kind of hectic. So, anyway, this is a... For those of you, anyone who's new, this is a show about... It's a personal journal podcast, really, and about a gay geek, or it's kind of a journal of my life, and I'm gay, and I consider myself a bit of a geek, and so it's just a little, as Big Fatty would say, it's a natter fest, and so that's what it's going to be. Today's might be a little bit shorter, because I'm, once again, doing it in the car, and I'm on my way to work, and I'm running a little bit late, so when I get to work, if I haven't gone the full amount of time, I'm going to have to end it so I can go in. And I want to give everyone an update on work, actually. We'll start out with that. So, and like I said before, once I get through all this job change slash uneasiness slash, you know, is it going to happen? Is it not going to happen? All that kind of stuff, you know. The job stuff will slow down a bit, but that's kind of what's going on in my life right now, so that's what I'm talking about. But basically, just to give everyone an update, since last time we talked, I emailed, because I never heard back from the recruiter. And as you guys know, I did email the manager and tell him, hey, I don't have a computer science degree. And, you know, but I do have 15 years of experience and I have all the relationships with everyone in the department, et cetera, et cetera. And so basically he emailed back and said that was fine. Like, he valued experience and passion and, you know, that sort of thing much more than a degree. So he didn't care if I had a computer science degree. He was not going to be taking that into consideration. And then he said, so don't worry about it. So then I was feeling really good. And then, you know, a few days went by and I still hadn't heard back from the recruiter. And I had messaged the recruiter on Slack. I had emailed the recruiter with the form that I needed to email him. And I, you know, I had done everything. And I was trying to just leave it alone because, you know, I don't want to bombard them with messages from me. And then on Friday, I don't know, I have to consciously, like, force myself not to email folks. When I'm waiting on something, I get really impatient and, like, negative because I'm a pessimistic person. And so I think, ugh, they don't want me. They're just going to drag this along and they're, you know, interviewing other people and they don't really want me that bad, yada, 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 you know, all that kind of stuff. So I was like, oh, I won't email the recruiter, but I'll email the manager. So, and I didn't even email him. I messaged him on Slack and I just said, hey, Vilas, just wanted to let you know that I haven't heard back from the recruiter yet about what the next steps are, if there are going to be interviews or if there are going to be, you know, is there anything else I need to submit? Do I need to go apply online? Do I need to give you my resume? I just don't know what the process is. I want to make sure I'm going through the process correctly. And I said, he hasn't talked to me in the past week. He hasn't responded to anything. And so the manager responded and said, oh, I'm really sorry. You know, he's like, don't worry about talking to the recruiter. You can just talk directly to me from now on. He said, and because he's a recruiter that's in our California office, he said, I'm going to actually contact the HR. He said, I have a contact in HR in the Bentonville office, in the Arkansas office, and I'm going to ask him because I want to make sure we're following the correct process between the two offices. He said, so let me reach out to him. He said, what I think the process is going to be is you will apply, you'll get the form signed, and then we'll make you an offer, and then we'll work out the transition plan. So once again, it sounded like he's all like, he's decided he wants me, you know? And so I was like, whoo, you know, great. You know, I was really happy because I kind of want this to happen because I'm just feeling unstable in my current position as far as the team goes. And, you know, I don't know anything about this guy, or I don't know a lot about this guy, so he could be a horrible manager. Like, you know, I don't know, but I feel like his team is not going to be a dying team, where I really feel like the team that I'm on right now is a dying team. And so, you know, it makes me really excited, even though I'm scared to leave my team and the comfort of the people I know and, you know, all of that stuff. So then Monday comes along, and about 11 in the morning on Monday, the manager messaged me again in Slack and said, "Hey, Adam, I just wanted to give you an update. I'm going to be talking to my HR contact today." He said, "And then once I talk to him, I'll get back to you and let you know what the process is going to be." And so I was like, great, you know, and I was thinking to myself, great, he's being proactive. I'm not having to reach out to him. He actually messaged me first, so it didn't look like I was some desperate person, you know. And so, you know, I was thinking, oh, this is really good. This is great. And then, you know, today is Wednesday now, and I haven't heard back from him. So now I'm starting to worry again. Oh my God, why is he taking so long? He was going to talk to the guy on Monday. And so anyway, then one thing I didn't mention to you guys is a couple of weeks ago, maybe even 3 weeks ago. So when Walmart does layoffs, you know, we never find out about it until the day they do it. But this is a yearly thing, you know, where, you know, they'll reorganize, they'll move managers around, they'll, if they have a bunch of people who have low performance evaluations, that's when they'll lay those people off. They will, you know, all of that stuff happens. The end of our fiscal year is the end of January. We start our fiscal year February 1st. And so, you know, and so this is when it happens. But normally I feel fine because I'm on a team that, you know, I feel like I'm really providing a lot of value and the team is not going anywhere. And, you know, even if people were, you know, let go from the team, I would not be one of them because I always get above expectations on my evaluations and all of this kind of stuff. But the news always reports it like a month before. They're like, Walmart to, you know, lay off 1,000 employees or, you know, whatever it is. So a few weeks ago, an article, you know, as to be expected, came out from one of our local newspapers and said Walmart to reduce associate count by 1,000 in home office. And home office is, you know, kind of what I'm in the tech side of it, but all the offices here in Bentonville are kind of considered home office because this is, you know, where Walmart was founded and this is the CEO, his office is here and all of that. And, you know, I was trying not to worry. I'm a really pessimistic person and I was trying not to worry about it. And when you try not to worry about something, you worry even more. Because, like, then it's on your mind. Like, don't worry, don't worry, don't worry. You're thinking to yourself, and all you're doing that whole time is worrying. So I've not learned how to not worry, you know. But I was trying to really just, no, Adam, you'll be fine. You're looking at this other position anyway. No big deal. Yada, yada. Even if you were let go, you have a lot of really marketable skills, et cetera, et cetera. So for some reason, towards the end of last week, with all of this interviewing, or, you know, with all this talk of the new job and all of that kind of stuff, it was making me even more nervous because I was like, oh man, that, you know, if they don't give me this, you know, if they don't put me in this new position and I get laid off, I'm just, you know, screwed. And I've got this big trip coming up that's very expensive and all the, you know, Pride 48 is this year and... So I was just thinking all of these negative thoughts. I was just like, oh, it couldn't be a worse time. And I'm never going to find anything that pays as well, et cetera, et cetera. Anyway, so I had one extra PTO day. And I got to thinking about it, and it won't roll over. And so the rollover day is February 1st, and so I really need to take this PTO day before the end of January. And so I got to thinking about it, and normally when they do layoffs, they do them on Friday. And because this is the layoffs that they try to do before the beginning of the next year, they want to clear their books of all those jobs, right? So they usually do it at the end of January. They usually do it before the new fiscal year starts. And I thought, well, January ends in the middle of the week. It ends on a Wednesday. The last day of January is like a Wednesday. And so I thought, okay, well, they're probably, if layoffs happen, they're probably going to happen on Friday of this week. And then at church, one of the guys at church, because everyone hears rumors when this stuff happens. And so a guy at work who doesn't even work for Walmart, but he works for one of the, around here, you either work for Walmart or you work for a, what we call a vendor, one of the companies that sells stuff to Walmart or that does, you know, does provide some service to Walmart. There are a couple of other large companies here, but it's a vast majority is Walmart and Walmart vendors. And then there's J.B. Hunt, which is a big trucking company, and Tyson Foods, which is a big food company, mainly chicken, obviously. And anyway, so he goes, ooh, I heard that layoff that's coming is going to be as many as 1,800 people. Well, it just keeps growing and growing and growing, right? And here I am sitting on a team, which I myself have proclaimed to management is redundant and doesn't need to be organized where it is. And we're trying to do, you know, QE for the entire organization, but our VP is just one part of the organization. So he could be thinking to himself, if they come to him and say, hey, Mr. VP, you need to get rid of X percentage of people, he could look at my entire team and go, ugh, I'm paying for them and they're not even providing direct services to just my area. You know, I mean, that's likely. And because we're new, we haven't really started providing value either. I mean, we haven't, there's nothing we can point to and say, oh, we provide this service. We're close. We're within a few months of starting to have real, you know, stuff we can actually point to and say, hey, we're providing this service and it's really important. But we're not quite there yet. So anyway, and all these negative thoughts start coming into my mind and I think, well, I'm just going to take Friday off because I've got that extra PTO day. And I don't even know, that's not rational, because if they decide to get rid of my position, it doesn't matter if I'm there or not. They'll just call me on the phone. Or I'll get there on Monday and they won't let me in. You know, they'll be like, oh, sorry, Adam, you know, you don't have clearance anymore. So anyway, but I did it anyway. And then yesterday, one of my coworkers comes up to my desk and says, oh, hey, I hear the layoffs are happening on Thursday. And I had already taken Friday off and yada, yada, yada. Anyway, so I'm so stressed. I'm so super stressed because I just feel like I'm in the worst position I've ever been. And this is one thing, I really like stability. And the reason I'm not some entrepreneur and I haven't gone out and tried to, you know, create my own business or, you know, something like that, is because I really like stability. I like to have a week, you know, a paycheck that comes every 2 weeks. I know how much I'm going to make. If I do a good job, I know this is the amount of the bonus I'm going to get. You know, I get stocks. I have a retirement plan. All of that's already kind of set in stone for me. And, you know, but especially here, I don't know if it's always been this way, but especially here lately, companies, you know, go through this reorg, get rid of your, you know, get rid of people, hire new people, you know, that are cheaper, et cetera, et cetera. And so it's not really that stable. You know, if you make it past January, then you can feel fairly confident that you'll at least have a job for another year, but you certainly can't feel confident, you know, that you've got a job after that. And it's, I'm just having stomach issues. I'm so stressed out. And because they're taking so long on this other position, I don't know, you know, like, are they, is that going to work out? Because I really would like to jump to this other team because I know they're not going to reduce the size of this other team. It's a brand new team. And they brought in this hotshot from Netflix and all that to manage it. So I know it's part of the strategy. Anyway, so it's just, it's been so stressful. And I don't know. So the next time I record, I could be jobless. I could be recording an episode for you guys and have no job, is basically what I'm saying. So I hope that's not the case. And I hope everything works out, you know, but I, you know, I'm a pessimistic person and I'm having trouble changing that. I hope everything works out and I wish I was an optimist, but there it is. So I wanted to also go ahead and play, I got a voicemail from Scotty and I wanted to go ahead and play the voicemail. So I'm going to try to do this now.
G'day Adam, this is Scotty, a little Aussie battler. I tell you what, listening to the Geeky Gay show, I have so many things to comment on, but I keep forgetting, and then I think I should do it later. No, Alan. And then I don't, and now I'm calling you, and I can't remember now what I had to say, but there was
all right.
Something in your
Thanks
last show that was just utterly ridiculous. And anyway, I've forgotten. Why don't you have a... an email address that's easy to remember instead of some sort of weird email address that goes to the UK. Now, what was I going to say? Any ideas on the hotel for New Orleans yet? Because I am coming and my budget's going to be $50
Woo!
A night. That includes all taxes. I hope there is no ridiculous resort fee. And I hope there is no chipping. So just keep me posted.
Chipping?
I want to book.
Oh, tipping.
What else was I going to say? Something about your work. Something about trying to... Ah, ditching your poor old team. What a turncoat. Just leaving them high and dry and running to the greener pastures. Well, I say go for it. You're only young once. And if you're on a low income wage like you are, I say you should fight tooth and nail to get ahead. So do it.
All right.
Okay, I did have heaps of other things to say, but now I can't remember. Okay, bye.
Well, thanks for the call, Scotty, or the email. Scotty always emails a WAV file, which actually sounds a lot better than a call. But anyway. I didn't want to talk over you, Scotty, but, and especially because I'm in the car and this is like a weird setup. Like I don't have a mixer in front of me where I can like lower one volume and raise another and all that. But, so what I wanted to say about, the job is I've basically already said all of it, you know, I may not have a job after tomorrow, so I hope the other team wants me. And I could be being very overly pessimistic and everything could be fine. You know, Friday could come along. I have a job. Everything's great. But, you know, I was talking to one of my old managers yesterday and I told him, you know, I was telling him, oh, have you heard anything? Because anytime this comes up, we always start asking the managers, you know, have you heard anything? And usually they haven't, because usually it's at the VP level or like maybe a senior director, but the managers don't know anything. Because sometimes, a lot of times, the managers are the ones that get let go. So anyway, and I was telling him, yeah, I'm like, but I wish I could be something other than a pessimist. I said, but the one good thing about being a pessimist is if the bad stuff happens, I'm already prepared for it because I've mentally prepared myself for the worst. So, you know, and he's like, yeah, but you're stressed out the whole time. I'm like, yeah, I know. But I can't stop thinking about it. But anyway, yeah, I do feel bad, but I don't feel bad enough not to do it, obviously, leave the team, that is. And so the other thing, Pride 48, so we'll talk about a little bit about Pride 48. So we have a suits meeting that is on this coming Sunday.
I'm really
And I'm hoping, so that's like January, like January 28th, I think it is. And in that suits meeting, we're going to talk a lot more about the hotel. And I will tell you now, of course, Scotty, I think you're being a little bit facetious, maybe, if that's the right word. But so obviously we're not going to have a hotel that's $50 a night. You know, I mean, the reason you could do something like that in Vegas is because those hotels already try to make their rooms fairly cheap because you're going there most cases to gamble, and they want to make the rooms cheap so that you have money to gamble. And, you know, they have so many rooms in Vegas as well, so much competition, that they have to make them relatively inexpensive. In New Orleans, you know, it's going to be right before Southern Decadence, and they don't have a buttload of hotels like they do in Vegas, and they're not trying to get you there to gamble. They're trying to get you there to stay in the hotels and, you know, drink and stuff like that. So they're going to be a little bit more, but we're hoping we can get a good deal. And Joey is working on that. He's collected the numbers from the survey. So we're looking at that, and we're all really excited to see you. I saw you posting on Twitter that you were about to pull the trigger on a plane ticket. So I hope you did. But anyway, hopefully we'll have information in February about the hotel. I know a lot of people are getting antsy, and I guess people book their plans like really far in advance because, like for me, I would be booking a plane ticket in February, and then I'd probably be waiting even longer on the hotel. I do plane tickets 6 months out, but hotels usually don't fluctuate a whole bunch. So, you know, I just normally look at hotels. But I just kind of glance at hotel prices as I go. I'm going to be in London, you know, in a month, and I still don't have a place to stay there because no one has emailed or anything. I probably have 3 voicemails that I haven't checked telling me what I should do in London. But anyway, so thank you for the voicemail, Scotty. I appreciate it. And sorry that my email address, you know, I do have an email address for Geeky Gay, but I got tired of giving people separate email addresses on each of the different shows that I was on. And so I thought I'll just go back to my personal email address because that'll be easier. No matter what show I'm doing, it'll always be the same email address. But I know it's not the most easy email address. I got that when I actually lived in the UK, so that explains the .UK part. But anyway, I digress. All right, I'm at work, so I'm going to end it here. For more episodes of Geeky Gay, you can go to geekygay.com. You can call me, 229-234-7587. You can also email me at that horrible, horrible, hard-to-remember email address, which is adamburns.uk@gmail.com, or you can find many, many more LGBT and LGBT-friendly podcasts over at pride48.com. And come join us August 24th through the 26th for our in-person Pride 48 event in New Orleans. Hope to see you there. Bye, everyone. This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find more shows over at pride48.com.